Welcome to episode 76 of the Champs and Chums podcast. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Ashton.
Father-son fun talk on sports, life, and friendship. Coming up on episode 76, a holiday home run with the most festive champ and chum. We'll go one and one and best of with the greatest guest of them all, Santa Claus, live from the North Pole. Father-son fun talk will be merry and bright. We'll go gold, silver, bronze for holiday-inspired athlete names. And we'll head for home on episode 76 with our special segments, All-Pro Go, a Did You Know Sports Spotlight, and Champs and Chums personal salutes to our stars on and off the field. That's all coming up on episode 76 of the Champs and Chums podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Champs and Chums. Happy December. Merry December, everybody. It's Anthony and Ashton in the broadcast booth. We're so glad that you're with us for the very last, the final 2025 episode for Champs and Chums. Here we are in December. We hope you're having a great holiday season, and it's now time, as I always do, to bring in for this final episode of 2025, my forever champ and chum, Ashton. Ashton, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing outstanding and can't wait to merrily kick off episode 76.
Oh, you got a nice ring to it there, fans. He's bringing the power. He's bringing the festive power right off the bat here on the show. We're so glad that you're with us here for Champs and Chums, episode 76. We have got a festive frenzy of great father-son fun talk about sports, life, and friendship. And Ashton, as we always do, we kind of get down to reflect on what has been a very busy month, but a very busy and a exceptional year. What do you want to say to the fans? 12 more episodes, pressing play once a month, 12 episodes. This is our 12th to close 2025. It's hard to believe, Ashton. Let's see now. We started in 2019, so that was an operating year. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. 6 years.
Yeah.
This is our sixth year we've pressed play. How do you feel? And what do you want to say to the fans?
Well, I'm feeling great. It's been another great year for Champs and Chums. We've had so many great best of guests on. And to the fans, me and my dad can't thank you guys enough for your support. You guys have been there, some of you guys since day one, and some new listeners as well. So it's great to see. And hopefully you come back in the new year and keep listening.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a big celebratory month, December, that is. And yeah, lots to celebrate, some amazing things for Champs and Chums. And yeah, I'd echo your sentiments there, Ashton. We want to thank the fans for all your love and listens of Champs and Chums. We so appreciate all the love on social, all your energy and enthusiasm. It's certainly now 6 years running for this passion project, and hard to believe, Ashton, we're just only days away from making it a seventh season at Champs and Chums. But before we get there, everybody, it has been a busy December for you, Ashton. Christmas time and such like that. And you know, I thoroughly enjoyed at your school a wonderful production. You guys do it every year, and this is the final concert that you've put on in front of the faithful. Why don't you tell the fans how your Christmas concert went this year?
Yeah, so it was kind of sad because it was our last Christmas concert at RMS, and we knew we just had to just give it our all, and no matter if you miss a line, if you mess up, just improvise and also have fun. It's your last year. Just experience everything. And our theme was Christmas stories, and we went for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And fans, guess who I was? The Grinch.
Yeah, you were one of the lead cast there, Ashton. And yeah, I heard you. You know, a little bit of you know, reflection. So when the curtains were drawn and you finished the show, how did you guys feel about completing what I thought was a world-class stage performance?
Well, I'd say everyone did exceptional. Like, everyone has their own talents, but I think everybody brought out the best in themselves that night. And we were just so happy, and also just having fun was the biggest part, because this was our last performance ever. And I've been at RMS for 13 years. Yeah, yeah. 13 years of my life. So yeah, it's sad that was the last Christmas concert, but put all my energy into it. Knew I had the big assignment to do as the lead actor. I guess you could relate that to baseball, kind of, with the starting assignment. But yeah, I just knew I had to lock in, and I think our whole class locked in, but also just enjoyed every second and minute of it.
Oh yeah, you guys were all outstanding. You did a phenomenal job. I told you that, you know, like the ability to get up on stage and act in a performance is more than just memorizing a line. It is being personal with it, right? It's building color, character, conviction, depending on the line you have to deliver. So it's those kind of things, you know, that all the best of kind of directors and talent look for. And yeah, lots of talent in your cohort there. And it's amazing. So here we are in December, and, you know, I've always, you said, I think you've been going to Roundtree for over 11 years. And what's really beautiful about your school is that it not only celebrates the drive and importance of academics and, of course, athletics to an extent. And then there's the community engagement. And just this month, Ashton, I saw the pictures and descriptions of this and more of the great melodies. You and a few of the staff, the choir, went to a seniors home here in the lovely city of Brampton. And wow, I mean, it must have touched your heart and touched their hearts that you could bring the notes, if you will.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was a great way to, you know, reach out to the seniors in our community of Brampton. And it was for the Christmas, because they don't get a lot of visitors. So we definitely put a smile on their faces. And, you know, when we were leaving, it kind of had me tearing up, because, like, you realize, like, how much joy you brought to them in that moment.
Well, Ashton, that's very eloquent and beautiful for you to say. Like, you know, I think the moments when you can touch people in a very expressive and enthusiastic, in a very heartwarming way, is really not just the magic of Christmas. It's really the magic of life, right? And I fully applaud what you just said, and I think it's amazing that you feel like you've made that kind of an impact with such special people in our community, right? And as you said, like some of these retirement homes, you know, they don't have a lot of visitors, right? So seeing the joy of young people, the talent of a cast of of students who come out, visit the community, spend time with them. Ash, and I got to say that that goes more than probably you would know. So kudos to you and the rest of the students who hopped on the bus, showed your singing talents, and you got a lot of that as well, too. It was a what was the song that you you might have sung many songs, but I think there was a headline song.
Yeah, so we sung a few songs, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock, I believe Lean on Me, and some other song I'm forgetting, but then like the main one that I had a part, or let's say a duet with a grade 7 and was A Million Dreams is from The Greatest Showman. And it's a really nice song if fans get to listen to it. So yeah, it's just, it gave me a different perspective on giving back to the community for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. You hit some great high notes there, Ashton, pun intended. And, you know, fans, Ashton, you've got a lot of talents, my man, and your singing ability. You joined the choir, I think it was just last year. And fans, I'll let you in on a little insight, too. Many a drives that we take, Ashton's always looking to change the dial because he wants to flex his vocal muscles, fans, and show that he's got some tremendous range. And boy, oh boy, you do that. I think we need kind of a father-son vocal challenge. And why don't you just get ready this holiday season with some of the events we got going on in and around the season. I might just take you on.
Yeah, for sure.
I am a good singer, Ashton. I don't want to belt out here for the fans because I feel like I need to work on my pitch and stuff. But yeah, I think we can do something special as a duet.
Yeah, for sure. That would be definitely a best of holiday activity.
Oh, that's worth it. That's an album cover right there. That would be a great ensemble to put together. All right, that's an idea for next year. We'll work on that. Baseball. Blue Jays, Brampton Royals, lots of things going on. Why don't you talk about the Brampton Royals? You guys continue in the very frigid months of December to put in the work as you get ready for the opening of the 2026 season in the spring.
Yeah, so still same training regimen. It's the Mondays we do at a school gym, and then the Saturdays we do at a Train Me Fit for like strength and conditioning. So yeah, it's been really helping me.
Like, let's tell the fans, they want to know, what is the strength and conditioning looking like for the pitcher and first baseman, number 27 in your program, number one in your hearts, Ashton Alfred. Like, I mean, can you lift cinder blocks? Can you chop lumber, Ashton?
That we might have to test, but
I couldn't do it myself.
It's a lot of, for first base, definitely in specific, I think, because we all just work as a group, but I think I have to take the initiative to one very important part for as being a first baseman, and that's definitely your flexibility. So a lot of stretching, definitely in the training regimen, for me as my own exercise, you could say. And then at Train Me Fit, we do circuit exercises for each station is like 45 seconds. And then you have to do a specific something on the bike. Like, for example, I think it's 9 calories in 45 seconds. And it's hard. It's really hard. You got to pedal fast. But before that, we do like bench press, squats, box squats.
I think I need to maybe see if I can get a pass to jump in there. You guys are doing some formidable stuff. Keep it going. I mean, season's not too far away, but you know, it's all with an eye to get prepared, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's, You know, you guys, it'll be your second year playing competitive baseball. Lots of great teams that are doing the work as well, too. So it's about getting the edge, right? It's about standing out. It's about getting that competitive advantage, right? So I hope that you all take in how important it is now to put that work in, because it's all going to pay off, right? If you do it the right way, and by the time May hits, you'll be, speaking of hits, you'll be hitting them high and hard and long, and you guys will be stretching to make some amazing plays. So yeah, look out for more content, conversation about Ashton's great team, the Brampton Royals. Let's talk about the Blue Jays, Ashton. December is the winter meetings. Lots that go on in, I believe, is it Arizona or is it Florida? I don't remember. The Blue Jays made some noise before the winter meetings, signing a bona fide ace. Dylan Cease is now a member of your Toronto Blue Jays. Big strikeout guy, can log lots of innings. I think with Pete Walker, under the tutelage of Pete Walker, Ashton, Dylan Cease can be capital D dominant.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, the Blue Jays are signing, cause they need a bullpen. They need a stronger bullpen. They got, Trevor Rogers, correct me if I said.
And I was looking at some of the arm angles, like they were trying to show you the difference between the arm angle.
If you start,
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. If you start Yesavage in a game with his arm angle at about 7 feet, in
CN
the air,
Tower style,
CN Tower style, like Toronto, and then you get Trevor Rogers in a game.
Yeah, like that guy's touching grass.
Yeah.
Or touching the mound almost before he throws. It's his arm angle and delivery. Yeah, that's very impressive thinking about that Ross the Boss.
Ross the Boss.
Yeah, Ross is cooking.
Yes, he has planned out like what the team's priorities are to get them back into the World Series.
Well, and that should be it's a great point, Ashton. That should be the mandate, right? Like, I mean, they struck lightning in a bottle. The team played exceptionally well in the second half of the season. They were one of the best teams in the American League. They took on all comers. They played the Los Angeles Dodgers to 7 games. And you just can't, and I know the ownership group, Rogers, is fully committed. I believe the Jays are top five in MLB payroll.
Yeah.
So they're spending money, everybody, and it's with an eye to say, listen, let's knock at the door again, and let's make those adjustments. Not sure if Chris Bassett's going to be back. Not sure about Max Scherzer. You know, I don't think you can run it back for sure. You definitely have to retool. The Dylan C signing was great. There's a guy that can log big innings, and he's a power pitcher.
Yeah, and then...
And I was going to say, Ashton, of course, you mentioned priorities for Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro. I would think top on the list is got to be Bo Bichette, or is it, fans?
Yeah, well...
A lot of conversation about Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, Ashton. Exactly. It's right now, it's the chase for Kyle Tucker, but personally, I don't see... It'll be rare if it happens, but I don't see if they sign Bo Bichette, they're going for Kyle Tucker. I think they're going to choose one of them.
I actually think there's a scenario where they can do both. And that means that, as I just mentioned, Rogers Communications, they make a lot of money. I pay them. My cell phone bill, Ashton's cell phone bill, goes to Rogers. I think Edward Rogers and the group there, I think Mark Shapiro, who just re-signed for another 5 years as CEO, he's done a marvelous job, very visionary, all the work that he did to reimagine the ballpark experience at Rogers Center, fans. Like, he's got leadership with capital L, lots of passion.
Yeah.
Mark Shapiro signs for 5 years, so they're committed to him.
Yeah.
They're committed to winning again. And where was I going with this? Yeah, so there's a scenario, I believe, where you can sign both. Because, listen, Kyle Tucker is a number two hitter. He's the lefty bat, Ashton, that you need. His on
power
base,
lefty.
Power lefty. Is his on-base percentage is high. He's the kind of guy that you need in front of the lineup to set up perhaps Bo, Vladdy, dare I say Anthony Santander coming back into more form that we wanted of him. He, of course, had that shoulder injury and played very sparingly for the Jays in the playoffs. But, yeah, what do you make of what I'm saying here? This is some good Blue Jay analysis.
Yeah, I think the Jays, I think, have been waiting to invest in these big players once their contract has expired. So I think your scenario with signing Bo and,
I mean, it's
and
a dream
Kyle
scenario.
Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think it's possible. So because Bo has gone on record that saying he wants to be a Blue Jay.
Yeah, that is true.
He's a very loyal guy. But, of course, a lot of suitors looking for him. Bo Bichette's a very talented player, beset by some injuries. Bichette, that rhymed actually, beset by some injuries. But before that, Ashton, he was leading the league in average and hits. Anybody would love Bo Bichette on the team. I guess the one of the things that came, that happened when he came back from injury, though, if you remember, fans, he moved over to second base.
Yes.
And we had the Gold Glover.
Andre
Jimenez, exactly, taken on short, which is his natural position. So you Kyle Tucker in outfield, like, you know, it's just spend the money, Rogers. Just spend the money. You got lots of dough. Get these boys back to the World Series. Let's knock on the door again and let's finish the job. All right, good stuff. Well, let's go on, Ashton, to keep this moving. Speaking of Christmas time, we see a lot of red, and we've been seeing a lot of red because your Raptors 905 have not just won. They have run the table, everybody. They are 14-0 at the time of this recording. They ended the showcase league play with, the, of course, the best record, the only team that went undefeated. It was a G League record at the time of this recording, Ashton. Tomorrow afternoon, your Raptors 905 are playing in the quarterfinals of the Showcase Cup. The eye is to get to the prize. It's weekend play. Monday's the final. What do you make of the success that's been founded in our most favorite team?
Well, I definitely have to say 14-0. Wow. 905 fans are not usually used to this with the great start they've got onto. But yeah, for sure. Like, for the play I've seen from this team is just amazing. I think they have a greater bond together than I think last year's team.
Yeah, they're playing for each other.
Yeah,
you
they're
could
playing
tell that
for each other.
Some of that post game, pre game content, the what they're talking to our chum Lindsay Dunn about, you know, like just the vibes in the room. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then they got a good leader in Drew Jones, Coach Drew Jones. He definitely has very high expectations for this team. So that's why he gets hard on them, but it's for a good reason. It's definitely for a good reason,
yeah,
to get these guys to where they want to be.
Well, you're right, Ashton. I mean, think of the role of Drew Jones. Drew Jones the third, by the way, but Drew Jones the first, I guess you can say, the way he's got this team playing. He brings such passion along the sidelines. He's got lots of energy. He's big on preparation and commitment, and getting the details right. You hear him, fans. Like, if you've been to a 905 game where we sit, great seats at courtside, you can hear him screaming about the details, letting the players think about the details. That's how you build successful championship teams. And you're right, Ashton. A lot of the credit, when you think of a guy like Drew Jones, sure, they're winning. We hope it can continue. We hope it's actually a G League championship come April. That would be amazing. But his role is really to get the best, like you said, out of these guys, because he's a development coach. He's got to get these guys the skills to get them to the next level. So that's some really great insight you shared. The starting five for your Raptors, 905 consistently. You got Elijah Martin. You've got Chucky Hepburn, A.J. Lawson, Jonathan Mobo, and Olivier Saar. That five has been playing incredible ball. It's a joy to watch this team play. And that secondary unit is playing like a primary unit, the way they come on. Guys like
Tyson Dagenhart.
Tyson Dagenhart, nailing threes. You got guys now coming off injury. I think our guy Quincy Guerrier getting off the injured yeah. list, and he's been playing well, yes. strong minutes. This team has just been playing well. It's such a treat to watch them play. And obviously getting a chance to chat with some of the boys too. Like it's let's hope, Ashton, 2026 in April, we're sitting in some playoff games at the Paramount Fine Food Center.
Yes, we hope so.
All right, good stuff. Well, speaking of red, everybody, it is the holiday time. We hope you, we hope you're having a great holiday season. We've got the biggest, best of guest in red on the show, Ashton. Why don't you tell the fans who's coming up on episode 76?
The greatest December guest of them all, Santa Claus, is coming to town on Champs and Chums.
That's right, fans. The jolly old man himself. The man that captures the imagination. He warms the hearts of kids and kids of all ages. Santa Claus coming up on the show. And Ashton, I tell you, you know, each and every year as we get close to December, I'm always kind of a bit nervous. Because Santa Claus, fans, is a very busy man. Along with Mrs. Claus and the reindeer and the elves, getting ready for the very busy time that they're approaching. I always kind of think, geez, maybe this is the year he's going to say he can't do it, Ashton. But there it was. We made the phone call. We got him on the bat phone, Ashton. We're so in the good books. We're so on the nice list with Santa Claus. He took our call. We asked him to come on the show, and fans, he's coming on again. Ashton, how do you feel about a guy like this, the greatest December guest of them all? He's back on six straight years now in Champs and Chumps.
Well, Dad, it's always a best of holiday tradition to have him on the show.
It sure is. It's the magic of Christmas, the magic of the holiday season. You don't want to miss it. Santa Claus coming up later on the show. All right, Ashton, it's the holiday time. It's time now to do our father-son free-for-all, and we're taking a very festive approach because, fans, we are going to provide you our gold, silver, bronze. You know, maybe we got to think next year it's got to be like Jingle Bells, tinsel, and something like different, Ashton. But it's our gold, silver, bronze for holiday-inspired athlete names. Ashton, take it away with your bronze medal.
My bronze medal goes to Jordan Bell.
Now, fans, Ashton and I were doing some research and preparing for this. There is a connection with every medalist. Sorry, Ashton, to get the...
Yeah, so there is a connection with...
So tell the fans a bit about Jordan Bell, and we're going to bring in the connection.
Yeah, so Jordan Bell is a basketball player. He's been playing since 2017. And he was drafted in 2017, the second round, 38th overall pick. And he's played for the Warriors, the Santa Cruz Warriors, the Minnesota Timberwolves, Memphis Grizzlies, Washington Wizards, Erie Bayhawks, Chicago Bulls, Fort Wayne Mad Ants, and many more teams.
Okay, so here's the thing, though, right? This man was a second round draft pick in the NBA draft, drafted by the Chicago Bulls. And he won his first championship in his rookie season as part of the Golden State Warriors when they defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers, Ashton. But listen, fans, Ashton's got a story because you met your bronze medalist.
Yes, and it's a very interesting story. So he was on the Indiana Mad Ants at the time, and just coming after the second quarter, just break, you can say, when they were just shooting around for warm-ups, he left his towel on the side near me, and I didn't know whether I should pick it up or not after he left. But did I eventually pick it up?
You did. In fact, yeah. He gave it to you.
Yeah, he did give it to
me. And you took a picture with him, yeah. And I have it still.
And he signed the towel.
And he signed the towel. And he put his big arms, his wide-spanning arms around you, and you had the towel around your neck. So that was the story. Ashton's bronze medalist, Jordan Bell. Okay, over to Dad for my bronze medalist. And this one has got a holiday component to it, too, because this basketball player, staying on the basketball court, this basketball player's nickname is the Red Rocket.
Okay.
That's right. He's Raptor Red, still involved with the Raptors, actually has a show on the Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It is the Red Rocket, Matt Bonner, the former Raptor, Ashton. That's right. He actually was known as the Red Rocket or the Red Mamba. He's a former NBA player, Matt Bonner, played college basketball for the University of Florida, selected actually 45th overall by the Bulls. So he was doing some impressive things, 6'10", played for the San Antonio Spurs, the Toronto Raptors, was a two-time NBA champion, Ashton, with the Spurs, two-time honorable mention for an All-American, two-time academic All-American. This man has done quite a bit. He scored in the NBA 4,632 points. I don't think I could score a bucket if I got the chance. But Ashton, there's the guy, the Red Rocket. You got a story of that with him too.
Yeah. So it was also at the Raptors 905 game. After the game, as we were about to leave.
It was actually around the holiday time,
yeah,
I believe, last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it was.
He was sitting in the, what do you call those courtside tables?
Yeah.
That's right.
And I really did not know who he was at the time.
But I did.
But my dad did, so... went up to take a picture with him, and also he signed my jersey as well.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I was actually, because it was just, he maybe only started like in the last couple months when we met him on the Fan 590, so him and, I'm blanking on the other co-host name. He's the big Blue Jay guy, and does the Raptors too. It's going to come back to me here as well, but so him,
Blake Murphy.
Thanks so much. I had a senior moment there, Ashton. Blake Murphy and Matt Bonner do a great job on the Raptors show on the Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So there's another great story. Holiday inspired athlete names. Ashton, over to you for your silver medal.
Hold on. Before I move on, I must say.
Oh. My senior moment?
A new name recommendation for Santa's sleigh, the Red Rocket.
Oh, that's some holiday hijinks on the air, fans. Some really good creativity and innovation there by the star co-host of Champs and Chums. I think you know what? Save that for the interview. Maybe we can talk to Santa either on the air or off the air and make it happen.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Okay, fans, back to the father-son free-for-all. Over to Ashton for your... is it over to Ashton?
Yep.
Okay, over to Ashton for your silver medal.
My silver medal is Marquise Noel.
Oh, the first Noel, a talented Noel. Marquise Noel, not spelled... Noel, N-O-E-L, as they do during this wonderful time of the year. But Marquise Noel, yeah, why don't you tell the fans a bit more about that great player?
Yeah, so he's a basketball player, and he went undrafted actually in 2023, and he has played with the Raptors, the 905 as well, which we got to see him play a lot, and I think I can agree with, I believe Alex Bunbury said this.
No, it was actually Mike Pinball Clements. Height doesn't
Oh
measure heart.
yes.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yes.
But Alex Bunbury has said a lot of wise words, a lot of great wisdom about standing out. But yes, you see how I can we're such a great team. I can basically just predict what you were going to say.
Thank
And I
you.
went for the big save.
Thank you. Yeah, he's only 5'7", but let me tell you, when we
He's
watched
not
him,
5'7".
he's not.
He can't be 5'7". I mean, Ashton, you were standing next to him, and you're almost as tall as him
Well,
last year. But anyhow, it's what how it's a long thing about what they list on publications or and what they are. It's like I working in sports the many years that I did. You could say a guy like Doug Gilmore was 5'11". He wasn't 5'11". Anyhow, great player Doug Gilmore, but he was basically maybe 5'9". Maybe 150 pounds soaking wet. Sorry to digress. Go ahead with Marquise Noel.
Yeah, when we saw him play at Paramount Fine Food Center, he showed the most hustle out of anybody on the team, and like hustle, effort, and he just never gave up. I mean, that's championship like material right there.
Yeah, he had injury as well too, Ash,
Yeah,
and I
I
think
think yeah,
that
yeah.
also troubled him. I think it was his wrist.
Yeah, I think he was prone to injury.
Yeah, so I mean, some tough times for Marquise Noel, but like you said, immense talent. Yeah, so that was Ashton's silver medal. Over to Dad for my silver medal, and I'm gonna stay in the great. Classic term of the first Noel. This is the second Noel here that we're awarding on Father Son Free For All because my silver medal is Obide Noel. You call him Obi Noel, another former Raptor 905, now playing, I believe, Ash, and you were doing some crack research. He's playing in Senegal, is it?
He's playing in
Africa.
the Rwanda Basketball
The
League.
Rwandan Basketball League. That is Obi Noel, and well, Ashton, you mentioned earlier that you actually took a photo with Marquise Noel at the bowling event,
Yep.
and you took a photo with this guy too.
I did. It was after the game at the 905 game
Oh,
again.
it was a signing, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so. At the post game autograph session, which it's a great thing that the 905
Yeah,
do for
and
fans.
just to jump in, shout out to another great father and son team that always reminds us when we're over at courtside, Dan and
Yes,
Brandon.
shout out to them.
Shout out to Dan and Brandon who always make their way to come over and chit chat with us. And Brandon's always good at giving us the heads up on whether there's going to be one. And so yes, that's where you met Obi Noel.
Yeah, again, great thing that the Raptors 905 do for their fans, and yeah, was lucky enough to
Sponsored by Tangerine, by the way.
yes, sponsored by Tangerine. Yeah, I was lucky enough to meet him and take a picture with him.
All right, good stuff. It's gold medal time, everybody, for holiday-inspired athlete names. Ashton, over to you for your gold medal.
My gold medal is Devon White.
Devon White, who his talent is as soft as snow. That guy could run like Roger Federer played on the baseline with his footwork. He was so great out in the outfield. Why don't you tell the fans a bit more about Devo White?
Yeah, he was a center fielder, and he was a switch hitter, and he threw right. His MLB debut was September 2nd, 1985, for the California Angels, and his last MLB appearance was October 5th, 2001, for the Milwaukee Brewers. He hit .263. He hit 208 home runs, and he had 846 ribbies.
So, Ashton, let me tell you a story, because you mentioned the California Angels, and did you know that the Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles Angels, they were called back in the day when your dad used to go to games in Exhibition Stadium, patrolling the outfield at the time for the California Angels was Devon White. So I watched this guy at the old Exhibition Stadium.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like this, this is really bringing back memories for me, watching the California Angels play. They had a guy like Nolan Ryan on the team then, I believe, too. So, Gary Gaetti. No, Gaetti was with the Twins. He might have played with the California Angels,
you
too.
You actually watched Nolan Ryan pitch at Exhibition Stadium?
No. No, but I'm just saying, like... He didn't get the starting assignment then. He might have actually been with the Astros anyways. Lots of stats running through my mind here. But yeah, Devon White, California Angels. Like, they, some great teams. I mean, back in the day, right? Rod Carew played for the California Angels. And I'm going all over the place. Bring it back here, Ashton. Devon White. Let's get to the real talk, because you've just shared in this holiday-inspired athlete names that you have met every player that we've featured here. Now, what are you going to say about Devon White to the fans?
Well, it's from when I was pretty young. I think it was only...
You're not going to say you met this guy now, too, did you?
I did.
He did, fans.
I was
only, you were very young.
Yeah, I was only around 6 or 7.
No, it was actually maybe even five or maybe five.
Oh, yeah. Really? Wow. Okay.
5 or 6. Yeah.
So,
this would have been pre-pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe you were 6 or 7. Yeah.
So, we went down to Buffalo to go watch a Buffalo Bisons game, and
it was superhero night too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, superhero night as well. The good vibes were going in Salem Field, and I believe, I'm not sure which inning it was. It might have been before the game or after the game.
No, it was pregame.
Pregame.
And there he was, Devon White, and Ashton got a picture with him, and Devon White signed one of my old Blue Jay hats just inside the brim, and also there signing autographs was the great reliever Dwayne Ward. Dwayne Ward was there too, Ashton. So at a very young age, you were getting all these experiences, brushing shoulders with stars, just like Devon White, World Series champion as well too. So good stuff. All right, everybody, it's now time for Dad's gold medal. And let me just declare, I never met this guy. I am very fond of this guy. In fact, I he's a Blue Jay fan favorite of mine. I was probably one of only about 100 people, maybe not even 100, that bought his jersey, but it's holiday inspired for sure. Whit Merrifield. Whit,
yes.
Merrifield, the all-star former Blue Jay, and there is a small connection, Ashton. Well, let me just talk a bit about Whit Merrifield here. .280 average, 94 home runs. 485 RBIs. He was a base thief as well too. He stole 218 bases as well. Three-time All-Star in 2019, 2021, 2023. Three-time AL stolen base leader as well. So here's the thing, fans. I just loved Whit Merrifield, the way he played. He was kind of like the five-tool guy. He could do it all. Found out, because, you know, so one of our champs and chums down at 905 is a former City TV reporter, now doing some amazing things in the digital world. She's got a couple podcasts, and this is where I'm getting to the story, Lindsay Dunn. So shout out to Lindsay Dunn, a friend of the show. Now, Lindsay joined forces with Whit Merrifield to bring the Sixth Inning Stretch podcast. So I just feel like I'm kind of one degree away, Ashton, from getting an autograph from Whit Merrifield, given our chumship with Lindsay.
Yeah, as you said, he was pretty much a five-tool guy. Could hit for contact, could play in the outfield, infield. Yeah. But the bad thing was, though, which I found that was really kind of disappointing, was when we went into the J shop, I think you had to like get the jersey custom made.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any of his jerseys there.
Yeah.
So they had to like put, you could actually see them, like they were putting on Merrifield on the back, yeah, so, and then they had to print
it. So what you're saying, that 100 people is probably like 15 or 20.
Yeah, but he was a great player.
But I feel I'm on an exclusive list. Having that Blue Jay that jersey of Whit Merrifield. In fact, I still wear it to the ballpark, quite proud to do that. So, Whit, if you're listening, Lindsay, if you're listening, maybe on his next visit into Toronto, when Blue Jay season gets going, maybe we get a chance to do a meet and greet, your dad and Whit Merrifield, shoulder to shoulder. He signs my jersey, and I get a festive pick.
That would be awesome for you, wouldn't it be?
Well, festive pick for sure. Festive selections, best of. It's been great. Thank you for tuning in to this father-son free-for-all segment. But Ashton, you're going to take us to break.
This ends our father-son free-for-all segment. More father-son fun talk coming up. You're listening to the Champs and Chums podcast.
Father-son fun talk. You're listening to episode 76 of the Champs and Chums podcast. And Ashton, it's now time for a next edition of our best of segment. And Ashton, we are grateful for all the outstanding special guests who have joined our show this year. And with our most ambitious of dreams, we have scored a record-breaking 6th career appearance with the greatest December guest of them all. Hey Ashton, I got 2 questions for you, my man. Are you ready to rock around the Christmas tree on episode 76?
Sure am.
Are you ready for lots of heart, hustle, and holiday muscle here on Champs and Chums?
Of course.
Well, our very special guest is the most beloved by kids and kids of all ages around the world. Born and raised in the North Pole, our special guest has made tracks on an illustrious career, leading and serving everyone, everywhere, each and every year. His magical sleigh has soared brightly across communities. His generosity warms homes and hearts, bringing smiling faces to his nations of fans. Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to be joined by number 25 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, an all-star, true and true, Santa Claus. Santa, welcome to Champs and Chums.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you very much. It's so pleasant to be back with you guys again this year.
Oh, it's so great to have you with us, Santa Claus. As I said in that great introduction, so deserving of someone special like you at this time of the year. This is the 6th straight year that you've joined us, and we're so grateful. We know it's a very busy time for you at this time of the year, but you've always been so kind to bring your voice and all your great messages here on Champs and Chums. So it's really great to have you here again.
Thank you very, very much. I feel the exact same way.
All right, good stuff. So, Santa, it's Anthony over here, Dad, to the left of the broadcast booth, for our first question here in this great chat with you. And, you know, we talk a lot about it on Champs and Chums, the importance of teamwork. And we know you at this time of the year, that is so important. So why don't you tell the fans how teamwork is playing itself through and through for you leading up to Christmas Day?
Most certainly. So as you all know, teamwork is very, very important. And Santa has 2 major teams at the North Pole. One, which is very, very important, are the elves. The elves work nonstop for almost 11 months of the year to get prepared for the one single night that Santa loads the sleigh and travels all around the world. The second team, even more important, Rudolph and the reindeer. They lead me all over the world, different time zones, different time slots, everywhere as you can imagine. And that's what teamwork is about. They work together. The elves prepare, load the sleigh with the help of Mrs. Claus, and the reindeer, they work out for the whole month of November and early December to get ready for the big night. So teamwork is very important. Without working together, we'd have no team. With no team with Santa, would be no Christmas for all the boys and girls.
Well, those are some great words to kick off our best of chat. That's Santa Claus, everybody. And for sure, Santa Claus, I mean, you got a great cast of world-class performers who've been doing it for so long and so well. Let's turn our attention to another important topic that we talk about on Champs and Chums. That's leadership. And you show great leadership skills during the holiday season and all throughout the year, Santa Claus. And we're going to ask you, what are the key qualities to be a great leader?
I think the most important part of being a great leader is to be able to listen to the teams. The teams make suggestions, and you can't just say, no, I don't like that. You have to listen. Times are changing. Things are changing. Mrs. Claus puts in her two cents all the time and advises Santa accordingly. Like any good woman, Mrs. Claus is there to help me with my leadership. My leadership needs help all the time. As I get older and older, I start to, what would you say, forget things. So now she helps me to remember things that are important. Sometimes just the smallest detail can be the most important thing of all. And the reindeer, they work hard to make sure that Santa has quality leadership by listening to what I ask them to do. And they also put in their two cents to tell me what they think could make things better. Leadership is a team effort. Even though I'm the leader of the team, they are the team.
Yeah, those are some great words. And, you know, Santa, all your fans right across the world see you as unforgettable. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I heard you when you said, yes, yeah, sometimes, you know, as we age, things get a little forgettable. So you got a great cast around you to help in that leadership, how important it is as you're getting ready for the big day. Santa, I mentioned it off air. The guy that really you've come to talk to is the real star of Champs and Chums. It's your pal, your chum, my 13-year-old son, Ashton. Ashton, take it away with your questions for Santa Claus.
Well, Santa, first off, it's great to speak with you on episode 76. Santa, when the sleigh is parked and the elves are resting, I'm certain family is important to you. Now, Santa, with that said, what kinds of activities do you like to do with your family outside of Christmas time?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. Santa likes to travel in the off season, but I like to go to warm climates, nice warm places. For example, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, anything that is warm and sunny that makes Santa happy. And Mrs. Claus and I enjoy to travel. We work hard most of the year, and we need time off like everybody else to regenerate our bodies, regenerate our minds. So I think the most important thing is to have vacation time alone from your everyday endeavors. And that's what makes it all worthwhile, just to relax, lay back, and enjoy.
Now, Ashton, just before you keep going, that's a great, great insights by Santa Claus, going to warm climates. Now, you know, red is the color that happens during the holiday season. It's loud and proud. I do hope, Santa Claus, though, that skincare, as you're going to these hot climates, is very important. So why don't you share with the fans, like, what kind of, sunscreen you're using? Because we don't want you to turn too red out on those beaches in the off season.
No, that will never happen. Mrs. Claus looks after me. I don't know the exact formula of the sunscreens, but she makes sure that I'm well protected. She makes me wear a big hat. And a nice hat. And my beard, it keeps the sun away, surprisingly enough. Yeah. I don't get burnt on the face.
That's a great... Look at these insights, fans. We're getting here from Santa Claus, right? He's getting ready for the big day, but he's talking about the off-season regimen, how it's really important that he, you know, Ashton, that he rests and recovers. And he gave us some really great insights there, Ashton.
Yeah, great insight from Santa.
All right, good stuff. Keep it going here, Ashton.
Santa, everyone has traditions that make the holidays special. And Santa, I'm certain you have many, best of Christmas traditions. Now, with that said, the fans would love to know, what are your most favorite Christmas traditions?
Well, I think one of the things I enjoy most of all is when I do my flying through the sky with all the toys, and I stop at the homes, and I go down the chimneys, or I go through the secret doors, the passages that I'm allowed to go through. I look for my chocolate chip cookies, homemade chocolate chip cookies, glasses of regular milk. I enjoy that more than you could imagine. It relaxes me. It makes me feel very comfortable, and it makes me feel accepted in all these homes.
Oh, that's great. Fans, you're listening to episode 76 of the Champs and Chums podcast. This is our best of segment. We're here with the greatest December guest of them all, Santa Claus. Anthony and Ashton is always behind the microphone here. And Santa Claus, we want to take it now into community and the importance of giving. These are two very, very, you know, it's not just here we are recording in the month of December, but the time and attention and the value of giving in community are very important. As we talked off air, we were proud to support a charity of choice that's very close to you, the Salvation Army, again this year. But taking it back to giving in community, how important are both to you? And why don't you share some places you will be leading up to Christmas in the Brampton community? We saw you downtown for some great events. Anything else coming up in the big calendar, if speaking of community?
Well, generally, Santa stops visiting the different communities, usually the last week of. So my last official event will probably be on Saturday. I will be traveling around different areas. But the most important thing this year, and everybody has to understand, things are tough. Families are struggling. You know, you pay your mortgage, you pay your household bills. There's very little left for food. Sometimes there's very little left for gifts for the children. But you have to remember, this is a tough year for everybody. So the food banks are hurting. The toy drives are hurting. Everybody who has anything extra, they should help get out there and give. As you're going through the grocery store, you'll see the, I call it the red kettle of the Salvation Army, sitting there in all the stores. And they're actually asking for donations as usual. But this time, they've upgraded. They now have taps. You can use your debit card or credit card to do a donation. And that's really great, because now they don't have to concern themselves with just getting cash. They're there to help people. Every dime they collect goes towards helping people. Every food drive that Santa's involved with, Peel Regional Police, Toys R Tots, Miracle on Main Street, those all go to help the children receive gifts at Christmas. The food banks, Regeneration in Brampton, the National Food Bank of Canada, all these places, they need help. So if you can give, give with your heart. And remember, when you're sitting down to a meal on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, there's a lot of people that don't have that meal. So give with all your heart.
Oh, Santa, those are some real sparkling words here. The holiday season only amplifies how important it is to give. And you're so right. There's a lot of individuals and communities that need it more. And being thoughtful of that, as you are, hearing some of the, you wax poetic about some of those great local charities here in Brampton, our community. It's really inspiring to hear you say those words. Santa, I want to bring to you a very worldly question, because you travel across, right across the world, to make kids and kids of all ages very happy. What are some of those favorite countries that you like to travel to in your big assignments?
Well, I enjoy going through most of North America. I enjoy traveling right across Canada. It's a gorgeous country. People don't realize how beautiful this country is. But I also enjoy going through the U.S. I enjoy going down into South America. I like going over to England. And in England, I'm not known as Santa Claus. I'm known as Father Christmas. So I love traveling there just for the experience. Things are so different in different countries. Some people don't realize, but the world is made up of so many different nations, so many different cultures, so many different people. You go into Italy, you go into France, England, Portugal, Spain, they're all different. Anywhere you go, everything is different. But the one thing that remembers is it remains the same right across the whole global world is Christmas is a very important time for every person.
Santa, being up at the North Pole, I'm sure winter sports must be a big deal. Now, Santa, the fans would love to know, what are your favorite winter sports of all time and why?
That's a very good question, Ashton. I would have to say probably ice hockey, because traditionally ice hockey is very exciting for Santa. Unfortunately, my favorite team is not doing too well this year, and I'm rather concerned about that after the great year they had last year. But hopefully the Leafs will turn it around. But like I said, hockey is very important. I've now gotten into curling. I really enjoy curling. I like watching it. And it's really a skillful task. You don't realize how hard it is to do that sport. Skiing down the slopes is a lot of fun. It's great exercise. Figure skating, I like to watch that. I could never twirl like that in a pair of skates, but the people that do it are magnificent. I think anything that does with outdoors, with snow and ice, is very important. Those are my favorite winter sports.
I would have thought golf as well, too, Santa Claus. There were rumors that you could probably hit 300 yards off the tee to green. Any? Do you want to, on this show here, episode 76, confirm those thoughts about you, the legend yourself?
Well, you know, I think that's kind of amazing that people would think that. The one thing I can say is that I'll never be as good as, or never try to be as good as, Tiger Woods.
Well, that's for sure.
To me, he was the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And I think that people realize 300 yards, that's crazy. Rudolph might be able to do 300 yards. With my jolly belly, I doubt if I could do 200 yards.
There you go. There you go. All right, good stuff. Well, Santa, it's Dad back here, and you mentioned your love for ice hockey, and you were talking with a little bit of dissatisfaction about our Toronto Maple Leafs. That's right, fans, our Toronto Maple Leafs. Ashton and I are big fans of the team, have been for a very long time. Actually, episode 70, just a few months ago, we had the legend, the broadcast legend Joe Bowen, join us as a best of guest, Santa. But Joe hasn't had you know, he's always entertaining, but it's hard to be entertaining and infotaining on a season like this. So what do you think, Santa? Can they turn the page? I think I was looking at the standings recently, and yeah, it's close, but they're out of a playoff spot by probably about 6 or 8 points. What do you think, if you had to wave the magic wand, how is it going to look like come April for this this edition of the franchise?
I believe deeply in my heart that if these guys put forth 100% effort, not the 70% effort they're putting forward right now, but 100% effort, they will make the playoffs. And you know, once you make the playoffs, anything could happen.
Yeah, you're so right. You just kind of got to get into the dance, Santa Claus. We saw so many examples. In fact, the gentleman behind the bench, Craig Berube, was a great example of that. He led the 2019 St. Louis Blues to a Stanley Cup, and I believe at the midway mark of the season, they might have been 8 or 10 points out. So you're right, Santa Claus. Some great insights, fans, from Santa Claus. Just got to get a ticket to the dance, and you never know what can happen. I'm just wondering, beyond the Leafs, are there any other teams that you suggest the fans look out for? It's a big year in 2026, of course. It's an Olympic year, Santa Claus. There's going to be some red and white for some great players representing Canada.
That's very, very true. I have a gut feeling this year that Edmonton might win.
They're going to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Connor McDavid is, he's definitely, he's a leader, capital L, Connor McDavid.
Here's my dream, Pete, my dream team.
Yeah.
My dream two players.
That's right.
McDavid and Matthews together.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if the Leafs have the payroll. Well, they definitely raise a lot over at 40 Bay Street. But yeah, that would be amazing. I think McDavid signed a two-year deal, an extension.
He signed a two-year deal, and I believe Matthews has got 2 years left on his.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe that very well. Maybe that would be a Christmas miracle for sure. But Santa, let's turn from the ice hockey rink to the, you know, we're big baseball fans, and Ashton's got a burning question for you about our Toronto Blue Jays.
Santa, you see fans all over the world, But in Canada, we love our sports teams, especially our Toronto Blue Jays. And me and my dad are huge fans of the Blue Jays. Now, with that said, Santa, if you could look through the crystal ball, how do you think they will fare in 2026 after the amazing run they had last season?
You know, that question is so prominent right now in everybody's mind. How will they do? How will they do? Santa will predict right now, next year, the Jays will be there again in the World Series, and this time they will win it all.
Wow. You heard it here, folks. That is a home run swing by Santa Claus. He has predicted, and you know, there's some very powerful people in this world, and I count Santa Claus part of that exclusive group. But you heard it here first. Santa Claus is seeing in the crystal ball that your Toronto Blue Jays will be a World Series champion. And Santa, they came so close. They electrified a nation. I mean, it was a lodged ball, a speedy outfielder on the Dodgers, and they would have probably had a chance to win this thing this year.
Well, you know, you're probably right, and I strongly believe that they could have won this year, but they will win next year.
There we go. You heard it here on Champs and Chums, fans. Santa, just a couple more questions. This has been a great segment with you. So glad to have you again on the show. This is one that we got actually from a fan on social. What are some of your most favorite holidays besides Christmas, and why?
Well, that's pretty easy to say. I would say Valentine's Day, because I get to spend it with my lovely wife. And Mrs. Claus gives so much all year long, so I can keep doing this. The next one would probably be, surprisingly enough, because I love the country of Canada, it would be Canada Day. That's when the whole world seems to come united together. And I enjoy that, and I enjoy the celebrations. Labor Day is a good time. Labor Day in September, both for the U.S. and Canada, is very, very traditional. But, you know, I think Thanksgiving is marvelous, because we're giving thanks for what we've received, what we hope to receive. And the fact that Canada does it a month earlier than the U.S. doesn't surprise me at all. Canada's always way ahead of the U.S. And, of course, my favorite of all would be Christmas.
That's right. And Santa, yeah, that's right. The ones beside Christmas, you opened up with some red and white there. You're totally on brand, as you talked about Valentine's Day and Canada Day. And yeah, I mean, you know, you and Mrs. Claus are certainly the royal couple. I mean, you both make each other's heart a flutter. But you, Santa Claus, you've aged so well. I mean, I think probably, have I not seen you on the People magazine front cover, Sexiest Man Alive? I think you've won that.
You
I think
what?
You've won that 6 or 7 years in a
really,
row.
I really feel that was a really nice compliment, but I don't think that would ever happen for Santa. It might have been Kurt Russell dressed as Santa.
Kurt There's Russell. There we go. There we go. Good stuff. Well, Santa Claus, fans, it is now time to, because Santa Claus is a busy guy and he's given us a lot of time, but it is the final question on this great best of segment. And Ashton, you get the honors.
Santa, what are some words you have for kids who are good but want to be great?
I think the most important thing of all with the children today is they have to learn the art of listening. Listen to their parents, listen to their teachers, listen to their friends, listen to their grandparents. You don't always have to agree with them, but listen. The more you listen, the more you learn in this world, and that's very, very important. And just an added note for everybody, there's been some major changes at the North Pole this year. Yes, there's the nice list. Yes, there's the naughty list. There's also a third list. It's a very extreme list, and that's for people who will never get on the nice list. And this is an earth-breaking announcement I'm making right now on your show tonight. 127 years, the reindeer have eaten carrots. They're done. No more carrots for the reindeer. This year, they want broccoli. Crunchy broccoli, and they've asked me to spread the word to everybody I know. They're fed up with eating carrots. So mums and dads, boys and girls, if you're listening, please, no carrots, let's do broccoli.
Wow, what a tremendous, insightful, and news-breaking way, fans, it is to end this best-of segment, that Santa Claus, with some great notes as well, too. And, yeah, Santa Claus, you know, you got to listen to your cast, right? And vegetables, of course, important. But that big switch, fans, you always get breaking news here in Champs and Chums. And Santa Claus, it has been so amazing to have you on Champs and Chums. We have been so grateful for your friendship each and every year. You're a busy man over this time of the holiday season, but you always make time to join Anthony and Ashton, father and son, on Champs and Chums, and you grace us with such words of wisdom and inspiration. It's so nice to hear from you again. And my chum here, Ashton, wanted to say of words of thank you to you as well.
Well, Santa, it was great to have you on the show, and it's been an honor having you on. And Santa, this marks your sixth consecutive year on Champs and Chums. And Santa, it is always our pleasure and a best of holiday tradition to have you on the show. So Santa, thank you for coming on the show.
Ashton, it was my pleasure. Anthony, I enjoy speaking to you also. And just one thing in closing I want to say to each and every person out there, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, what a wonderful way to end the wonderful segment. That's Santa Claus. Ashton, you're going to take us to break on episode 76.
This ends our father-son best of segment. More father-son fun talk coming up. You're listening to the Champs and Chums podcast.
Welcome back to Champs and Chums. Happy December. Merry December, everybody. We hope you're doing well. Anthony and Ashton in the broadcast booth, episode 76 of Champs and Chums. And Ashton, it's now time for one of our great segments. It's our All-Pro Go segment, which is a Did You Know Sports Spotlight. This is where my co-host Ashton takes you through, fans, a sport, an activity, a pastime, a recreation. Those are kind of the key categories. It's now here we are at episode 76, and Dad's got to take some credit for this one because I just uncovered this sport in Instagram, and we did some great research, and boy, we got a lot learning to share with you. Ashton, what's our All-Pro Go to share with the fans this month?
Our All-Pro Go is Newcomb Bowl.
Now, fans, well, Ashton, you described this, and I'll tell you how this all came to be.
So, like, it's a very weird game to me because all I see when my dad's showing me this is
old
people catching a ball. Like it's like a volleyball net, right? It's like two teams. Somebody throws it over. The person catches it on the one person on the team.
Yeah.
And they just throw it back over. It seemed weird,
it seemed very rudimentary for sure. But as I read the description of Newcomb Ball, and then we'll kind of do some analysis and some good impressions of it.
Newcomb Ball, also known simply as Newcomb Plus, and sometimes spelled Newcomb with an E, and Mamanet, or catchball, is a ball game played in a gymnasium or court using two opposing teams and a net. Newcomb Ball and the sport of volleyball were both created in 1895 and are similar in their design. The sport rivaled volleyball in popularity and participation by the 1920s. The sport of throwball may be a possible relative. Newcomb Ball was invented in 1895 by Clara Bear, a physical education instructor at Sophie Newcomb College. Oh, that's where it got its name. Oh,
okay. Obviously colleges on university campuses. So the Newcomb College at Tulane University. What a great insight.
In New Orleans, The sport is one of a small number of sports created by women and was the second team sport in the United States to be played by women, the first being basketball. In 1996, an article in the Journal of Sport History written by Joan Paul speculated that Newcomb ball may have preceded the creation of volleyball and may have influenced its development as well.
Yeah, so there is Newcomb ball. And so, yeah, like just that last line you mentioned here in this All-Pro Go segment of Ashton is that probably the early origins of how volleyball came to be, conceptualized and how it actually was structured
would have come from
Newcomb ball. Because here's the thing. So I'm surfing my phone, the Instagram reels, and I don't know. Ashton said that it was more elderly, more veteran people that are playing Newcomb ball. I don't know why I was served this content. Maybe they know I'm well over 50 now. So here's the thing, fans. I'm watching this thing, and as Ashton say, like, I kind of was a little bit stupefied by the whole thing. Like, why are a bunch of older people just standing around like on a volleyball court, and all they're doing is just basically throwing it over the net?
Back and forth
and trying to... Here's where it gets kind of very specialized. You got to try to find the space, and hopefully it drops, right?
Oh, so that's how you get a point. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Wow, this is a learning moment for both of us.
A learning moment for your champs and chums, father and son. But so, yeah, I was a bit stupefied. I guess that was the word about it. Because, like, wow, what's going on here? Is this some kind of... international sport of mystery here? Like, am I missing something? And so I guess you know how it always is on social, fans. If you're watching a particular theme of something, all of a sudden, because of AI, the algorithm is picking up this soon to be 53-year-old father and guy is watching lots of Newcomb. So I got continue serve, pun intended, with these reels of older people playing Newcomb. And I shared it with a few chums of mine, and they had a laugh too. And I shared it with Ashton, of course. And I was just blown away as we did this research to understand the early origins of this. And you know what? It's kind of good exercise when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it teaches you about positional play. I mean, what was your immediate reaction when I showed you the reel?
So my immediate reaction was, I think what you said earlier, why is there a bunch of elderly people on a volleyball court just throwing the ball back and forth over the net? But it's, as I said, it's a educational and learning moment here for your champs and chums. And now we found out how the scoring system works. So who knows, in the new year, Newcomb Ball Challenge.
Could be a demonstration sport, everybody, at the Olympics. Take a look out for it. That's Newcomb. And we got more show to come. This is the holiday edition of Champs and Chums. It's episode 76 of the Champs and Chums podcast. Father-son fun talk. You're listening to episode 76 of the Champs and Chums podcast. And Ashton, it's now time for our signature segment. That's right, fans. It's our Champs and Chums segment where we salute our stars on and off the field. And this is a great episode. It's our final one of 2025 to honor a champ and chum that not only is a champ and chum of ours, Ashton, but a champ and chum of millions of kids and kids of all ages all around the world. We are going to salute, tip our festive cap to the man they call Santa Claus. Ashton, this is big for us. I mean, you set the stage earlier. I mean, we just came off another great episode with the jolly old man. He had so many great words to say. Why are you nominating Santa Claus as It's a straight sweep. It's a festive sweep. It is Santa Claus. But you go first. Why are you nominating Santa Claus as your champ and chum on episode 76?
Well, I nominated him because Santa is a holiday hit, no pun intended, for baseball. Every single year he comes on Champs and Chums, and this is his sixth consecutive year, so you can say in some sense that he's a veteran of Champs and Chums.
Well, he's record-breaking. He's the only guy. We have never had a repeat guest on the show.
Yeah.
And it's not that we haven't. A lot of our amazing guests would love to come on again. We just have just really widened that honor roll of amazing best of guests. But yes, Santa Claus, he's been on six times.
Yeah, and Santa Claus, you're not only loved by me, my dad, but a million people, millions, I should say, around the world, and who inspire young kids, adults, seniors, people of all ages to, you know, give back, be kind. And that's what we need in these times during the great season of Christmas and the holidays. It's a season of giving, kindness, and thankfulness as well.
Well, you really wax poetic there, Ashton. Now, geez, all those superlative words for Santa Claus. You didn't slip him a $20 bill, did you? He didn't slip you a $20 bill for you to mention all that on air, did you?
No, I did not. He did not.
All right. I know it's from the heart for sure. And then for Dad here, yes, I nominated Santa Claus as my champ and chum for this episode. And, you know, Ashton, there's a lot of great words to describe Santa Claus. And one of them is legendary. He is extremely legendary for all of the amazing things that he stands for. And you mentioned a few of those superlatives. He definitely promotes the importance to give, right? And it's giving of your time, giving of your experience, giving of your wisdom, giving of your support, your inspiration. Santa, we heard earlier, of course, he's big on community. And he has had he is a rock star when it comes to the many communities he visits during this time of the season to spread his word, his joy, his love, and that is why, Santa Claus, you are our forever champ and chum. All right, fans, we got a little bit more show to come. It's our final episode of 2025, number 76. You're listening to the Champs and Chums podcast. Welcome back to Champs and Chums, and Ashton, it's now time to close this episode, number 76, and it's time to close the final episode of 2025. It has been we really rocked around the Christmas tree. We really went joy to the world. This really was a festive frenzy, and we definitely had a magical time. And as I always do, and I'll continue to do, on Champs and Chums, I ask you in this final segment, what did you learn today?
Well, I learned more some of Santa's favorite winter sports.
Yes, he talked about hockey, but you know, I think bigger than that, Ashton, he made some pretty bold predictions.
Yes.
And that it's great to hear. He also broke lots of news on Champs and Chums as well, but he did declare that the Leafs would make the playoffs and maybe make some noise, but he also declared that the Jays would win the World Series.
That's a big hot take from Santa there, but he has the Christmas magic. It could be a Christmas miracle for both teams.
Yeah, of course, Ashton. What else did you learn?
Well, one big thing I learned is also about Newcomb Ball. And also, another thing is your love for Whit Merrifield.
Yes, of course. You know, we talked about holiday-inspired athlete names, and it is will become probably etched as a medalist every year until the conclusion of Champs and Chums. Whit Merrifield, one of my favorites, because I just love the hustle and the way that guy played. Yeah, good of you to note that. And, hey, listen, I talked about it earlier. Maybe there's an opportunity to rub shoulders with him, get that exclusive jersey signed by him, and take a festive pic. That actually would be a great thing to see happen in 2026. All right, fans, it has been an amazing episode 76, our final show of the year. Ashton, who do we want to thank for helping us produce the show?
We want to thank the Power Girls and Uncle Dennis who helped produce the show.
Power Girls, Uncle Dennis, it's been an amazing year. You guys have been there since the very beginning, back in fall of October of 2019 to help us. And look how far we've come with Champs and Chums. And we want to thank the greatest December guest of them all, Santa Claus, for joining us. Sixth career appearance on Champs and Chums. And Ashton, where can the fans who want to subscribe and check us out on Champs and Chums?
They can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Play, SoundCloud, and many more worldwide podcast platforms.
That is Champs and Chums. And fans, you can check us out year-round and into the new year on social. We're on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, TikTok, at Champs and Chums. Our website, champsandchums.com. All right, Ashton, this is the final fist bump of 2025. We're going to go decisive. We're going to go decorated. We're going to provide a dedicated December signature fist bump, my man. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, all year. And Ashton, as we always say,
cheers to champs, cheers to chums, and cheers to an all-star day. Thanks for listening.